Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend.
The following shir has been presented by Rev. Aaron Kahn, Paisik in Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havan Halacha Center.
Chulin daf ein zayin. The Mishnah in Zayin Amr Aleph says that one is not kaver shilya in the Proshas Drachim. One does not hang it from a tree because of Darkei Meiri. Rashi says, because of the derech of the Menachashim to bury it in the Proshas Drachim, in order that we shouldn't have any more hapolis. Rashi in the next Divar Maskel Darkei Meiri says, Darkei Meiri, nechush, it's an omen, v'ksiv, it says in the pasuk, v'loisasech basem. So Rashi brings a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that says, Shalai Sasech Maseim, and that is the Isser of Darkei Emiri. However, Rashi in Shabbos, when the Gemara over there brings down in the Mishnah, Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, Yoitzim Bebeta Sechagel, V'shein Shul, V'mesamer Minat Solov, Mishum Refu, Adivir Emeir, Chomoyim, Oysrin Af B'chol, you're not allowed to even do this B'chol, Mishum Darkei Emiri. So we have different types of refuahs. The Chomim Aser because of Darkei Emiri, and there's a whole Gemara and Tosefta and Shabbos that speak about Inyonim from Darkei Emiri. Rashi says in the Mishnah, Nechashu, it's an omen, V'ksiv, U'b'chukaseim Leisei Lechel. So Rashi brings a pasuk from Achrei Mois, a different pasuk, that says, U'b'chukaseim Leisei Lechel, and that is why Darkei Emiri is Aser. And he doesn't bring the pasuk of Loisaseh Chimaseim. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yir Aleph Amar Aleph, brings the machlokes between Remeir and the Chachamim. Remeir says that the Emma Leda and the Emma Misa of a king is considered a day of Avodah Zarah. And the Chachamim say only if they make a fire to burn the Kli Tashmishai of the king is it considered a Yom of Avodah Zarah. But if they do not make a fire, it is not considered a Yom of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara asks that we see that according to the Rabbanon, that Sreifa is considered a chayk of the Goyim, and therefore, how can it be that the Tosefta in Shabbos, that brings down a whole bunch of different things of Darkei Emiri, says that Sreifa in Ala Malachim, you could burn the Kli Tashmisha of kings, but loy midarkei emiri, it's not from the Darkei Emiri. But if we see that Sreifa is considered a chayk, then how could it be that we're seirifit? We have a problem. That is what the Gemara asks. However, Rashi explains over there and says that which the Tosefta says is not Darkei Emiri, says that we're not choishish for the love of loisaseh chamaseim. So we see from Rashi that even though the Gemara brings as a choik v'chukaseim loiseleichu, however, he brings, when we say it's not Darkei Emiri, he brings the lav of Loisaseh Chamaseim. So we see clearly from Rashi that it's very possible that we have two separate things going on. There's a chayk of B'chukaseim Loisei Lechu, and there's a lav of Darkei Emiri of Loisaseh Chamaseim. We have two separate inyonim. The Ramban, in Parshas Mishpatim, on the pasuk of Loisaseh Chamaseim, in his first shot, he says, he wants to learn, that as you talking, that the lav of Loisaseh Chamaseim is going on Darkei Emiri, a Darkei Emiri, just like the Gemara listened Shabbos, these types of Darkei Emiri, just like we find another Azara on Darkei Emiri from the lav of B'chukaseim Loisei Lechu. So from the Ramban we see it is apparent that it can be over on two lavin for something that is Darkei Emiri. Tosis Avodah Zarah asks on the Gemara that the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Beis Amabei says that Sarfin is a chayk, and is a chayk of the Goyim, and the only reason why we're allowed to do it is because the Torah writes about Sreifa. So we are learning it from the Torah, and we are not learning it from the Goyim, and something that we learn from the Torah, we are allowed to do. Tosis answers that there are two types of chayk. One type of chayk is that something that the goyim do l'shem avodas kechavim, And the second type of chalek Tosfos says is something that the goyim do l'shem das hevel v'shtus shelahem. Says Tosfos that there's a chalek in halacha. The one that is done for avodah zarah, the chalek that is done for avodah zarah, we are not allowed to do this chalek bizman hazeh, even if we see that the Torah speaks about it. Still, since the goyim adopted it, therefore we're not allowed to do that. For an example, Tosfos brings a well-known example of building a bama, that even though our avos built a bama and they brought karbanis and it was ohav by the Ribbono Shelam, but it became aser because the goyim adopted it for a practice of avodah zarah. So to any other type of chayk that the goyim use for avodah zarah, even if the Torah speaks about it, we're not allowed to do it. However, the second type of chayk, the one that the goyim do for hevel ishtos, so then, if we have a difference, that if we do see that the Torah, we're better not allowed to do it, but if we see that the Torah speaks about it, and we can say that we learn it from our Torah, so then, and we're not learning from the goyim, since it has no shaykhs to avodah zarah, and it's something that we can learn from our own Torah, so then we are allowed to do it, like burning the Kli Tashmishay for the kings. Now, we're not allowed to do this, says Tosfos, even if we have a good reason to do it, unless the Torah speaks about it. For example, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that there's a machlokes over there when you, one of the Haruge Bezin, do you kill it with a Sayef or with a Kupitz? And the mayor says that you have to kill with a kupitz because since the goyim kill with a sayef, even though kupitz is a misim and aveles, still you cannot kill with a sayef because it's the way of a goy. And the chachamim answer, we have a pasuk that we learn it out from. Well, we see that the Torah speaks about a riga, so therefore we're allowed to kill with a sayef. We see from Tosfos that even though it is something that we don't necessarily have a good reason to do it, and it's not necessarily because we want to be similar to the goyim, but since only if the Torah speaks it out, such a form of killing, or the fact that you could kill Hariga, then you're allowed to do it, and you're not considered like you're similar to the goyim. But if the Torah does not speak it out, then you're not allowed to do it, even if we have a good reason. The Meiri in Avodah Zarah says this chiluk of Tosfos, and says that both things are called Darkei Amiri, say whether it's Hashem Avodas Chechavim, or whether it's Hashem Shtos Vehevel, no Shaychus Avodas Chechavim, they're called Darkei Amiri, and we learn it out of the Chukaseim Loi Seleichu. The Meiri in Shabbos, Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, which brings a lot of the refuas that the Chechavim and the Gemara say are Darkei Amiri, the Lashon of the Miri says, "Shkol she'ena merape mitzad hekesh tivi or yisagula yidu, whatever is not merape mitzad a natural thing or some type of yidu dekeskula ella miderech choyk unachoshim hamanoim minuyim ein zeh refua, it's only miderech choyk of the goyim or the menachashim, this is not a refua ella derech avodah zarah, it is a way of avodah zarah." That's what the Gemara says, whatever has refu, ain by mishum darkei amiri. What's the loyim rashi refu asani keres, kegoin shtiyah sam, v'tachbay shesmake, aval halachashem, umineim, asur mi darkei amiri. Those are also because of darkei amiri. Now this is only al derech avodah zarah. Because the Miri goes on to say, v'ein tzarech loyim rashi that it's asur, but tzureis, when you have forms, ha'asuyas al pi mishpatei akechavim, that you use the stars, shehein beloy safik, Srach Avodah Zarah. Those are absolutely Avodah Zarah. We see from the Meiri that the refuas of Darkei Amiri can have Shaychus Avodah Zarah, even if they are not actually Avodah Zarah. The Meiri, by the way, over there introduces a third pasuk for Darkei Amiri, and that is, Leiseleichu B'chukeis HaGoyim. If this is so, that it's possible that we have different types of Darkei Amiri, maybe we can say in Rashi, that there are two in Yonim of Darkei Amiri going on. One in is Negev to be Seref Amalachim, like in Avodah Zarah, or to bury the Shilya, like in Chulin, that is Hevel Vishtus. And Rashi learns that out of the Pasuk of Leisasech Amaseim. But the Mishnah in Shabbos, which is talking about Refuas, then Rashi says, like the Meiri, that is Derech Avodah Zarah, and he learns that out of the Bechukes, Loi Seleichu. The Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph from Avodah Zarah, Halacha Aleph, brings, Ein Holchem B'chugas HaGoyim, we don't go in the ways of the Goyim, V'loy Medam and Lehem, we not do things similar to them, V'loy B'malvish, not with clothing, V'loy B'seir, not with our hairstyles, V'chietze B'hen, or something similar. Shenemar, it says, and he brings off a list of psukim, V'loy Selchu B'chugas HaGoy, V'neemar B'chugas HaGoyim, V'loy Selechu, V'neemar Hisham Melecho, Pentinok Esh Achareim, who all of this is one matter. Mazer, it's warning us. Shalei dam lehem, we shouldn't be similar to the goyim. Eliyah Yisraeli muvdul mehen, Yisrael should be muvdul from the goyim. V'yodua, and he should be known. He should stand out. B'malbusho, in his clothing. U'bashar ma'isav, and with his actions. K'mayishu hu muvdul mehem, b'ma'adoy b'dei Yosef, just like he is muvdul from them, in his chochma neshitas. Chenu Omer, it says in the pasuk, v'avdul eschem mina amin, and I will separate you from the nations. And the Rambam goes on to list a bunch of different actions that the Tosefta and the Gemara bring down that are considered what we know as Darkei Moiri. So we see from the Rambam that he learned that there are numerous lavin attached to this inyan of Darkei Moiri, and he lists off three of them. We also see from the Rambam that the Iker reason of Darkei Moiri is that we should be separate from the Goyim in our actions, and in our malvus, just like we are separate in our chochm and our shittas. The Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Loisase Lamed, so he also brings over there, Shehizhanu Melechus V'dakei HaKeifrim, U'mishanig V'minhog Oseihem, Afil B'malbusheihem V'kibutzeihem B'mayshovim. We shouldn't wear the same things. We shouldn't gather together in their places that they go to. And he brings out a bunch of psukim. He brings out Loi Seilchu B'chukas HaGoy. And he brings out B'chukas HaYim Loi Seilechu. And later on he says, he brings out the other pasuk, Hisham L'cha Penti Nokesh Achareim, says the Rambam, Shema Tadam Aleihem, maybe you'll be similar to them, V'sase Chimaseihem, you will end up doing like they do, and it'll be for you a trap. It will ensnare you. There's a person's mashram the Rambam that we want to stay separate from them because we don't want to do like the goyim do. We don't want to end up doing. We don't want to end up being oivid on many of theirs. Or maybe the martyrs that we don't want to end up being oivid avoid the zara as opposed to being oivid Hashem. Rick and Sherish Peches says that there are two types of chayk that the Torah asser. One is something that has no tam, why the goyim are doing it, and therefore we shouldn't do it. Says the Marek, why? The kivin shu oisid davar mishuna, since the goy is doing something that is totally mishuna, totally not normal, asher imboi tam nigla, we don't have a revealed reason why we do it. He has a machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban, whether it has to be nigla or nister. The Vayli, he says, tam nigla. Elo sheheim noigin kain, but they're noigin even without having a good reason. Oz nir vadai, so then it looks, kenimshach achareim, like we're being drawn after the goyim, umoydilahem, and we agree with them. The Eloi kain, because if that is not the reason, is that we agree with them, and we want to be drawn after them and do like them, lo meyase kedvorim hatemu umeyle. Why are we doing these outlandish things? It makes no sense why we're doing it. LMI is because we want to go after the goyim, and we want to do what the goyim do. We want to be even averis also. That is one type of chayk, he says. The second type, says the Ma'arik, is hu adover, is another type of chayk, also goes into Darkei Moiri, says the Ma'arik. Hu adover asher shaykh b'im nidnur pritus, Geder Hatznias Vanova Yinahaguboy Hagoyim. Something that the Goyim do, that the Yidden don't do, which if you do like the Goyim has preetzis, if you do like the Yidden it has Hatznias, and he brings a raya from the Brisa, Hoil the Yoitzim Bargoman, since the Goyim go out with purple, Afan Yoitzim Bargoman. So since they have a preetzis, and we're trying to do like their preetzis to be like them, that is considered a choik of the Goyim. It is considered one of the form of Darkei Moiri. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya Kufayin Ches says, Ein helchem b'chukas hoivdei kechavim, don't go in the ways of the hoivdei kechavim, v'loi medam in lehem, and don't be similar to them. And it brings down a bunch of things. V'layilvash malvasham yuchilahem, v'layigadol tzitzis reisha kemay tzitzis reisham, v'layigaleach me'atzdodim, v'nayach hasar be'emsa, so on and so forth. And the Ramah brings down, so he brings down that we shouldn't be similar. He brings down Eliyeh muvdol mehem, we should be separate from them. The Malbushov, with clothing, and Bashar Masav, V'chol zeh, says Ramah, Enei asa el bedavar, Shanao guboy, Oidekechav, and L'shem pritis, something that they do for pritis. Kigoyin, Shanao gulil, Boish Malbushah madumim, they wear red. V'hu malbush, sarim, v'chadayim, l'zem, malbushah ha pritis. So the first reason he brings down is the second reason of the Marik, that we don't do something else pritzus. Oi, the second reason he brings the Ramah, which is maybe the Marik, maybe not, says, Oi bedover shenogu leminag lechoik, some that they're knowing for a minag lechoik, the ain time bedover, there's no reason for it, why don't we do it? The ikalamechash be mishum darke amiri, we choish that maybe it's darke amiri, ushiyesh by shemets avodis kechovim avaseim, maybe there's something that's left over from avodis kechovim from their fathers, we don't know what the reason is that they do it, maybe it has to do with avodis kechovim, so therefore, we are not knowing to do it. We have an issur of darkei Mary. So it could be, even though he brings this from the Marik, clear is a mashu from the Ramah that he's not learning this other reason, the Marik, that if we do it like them, it's because we are going after them, we're moedah to them, maybe we want to be like them, maybe we'll end up being over Averis. Rather, it seems to be mashu from the Ramah, like the more like the Miri. At darkei Mary, we are afraid that could be there's some type of avodas kechovim that is involved with what they are doing. The Orachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Mishpatim on the Pasuk of Laisasech HaMaseim. So the Pasuk says, Perichov Gimel Pasuk of Dal, Laisashtach V'leilehem, Laisavdim, Laisasech HaMaseim. So the Orachayim HaKadosh asks, what do we need to have Laisashtach V'leilehem, Laisavdim? We already have many psukim that tell us they're not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah. So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh wants to give a couple terutzim. One terutz is that we first have to bring down the pasuk leisashtach v'leisavdim, that a person shouldn't think when the pasuk tells you not to do leisasech ha'maseim, you might think it means avodah zarah. Therefore, it brings down the first part of the pasuk to tell you that you cannot do avodah zarah. And then when it says leisasech ha'maseim, it's coming to teach us even on a ma'isachol, nothing to do with avodah zarah, but even on a ma'isachol, the Torah is warning us that even something afilu davar she'ena nikra she'esh by avodah zarah v'hu shelo yidam alehem, you shouldn't be compared to them. You shouldn't want to be like them or similar to them. V'loy b'malach v'shem v'loy b'tiglach chasam klal. Not in the way they dress. Not in the way they shave. V'kan nichal koshu miyuchin l'maisa goyim. In this pasuk, we're including anything that's miyuchin for the maisa goyim, just like it says in the Gemara and Shabbos. So the first shot of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh is that we don't want to be like the goyim, even if it has nothing to do with avodah zarah. Still, we have an iser of leisasech ha'maseim. The second shot of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh is to tell us, he says, the pasuk is telling us, ki kol ma'aseim yesh be'avodah zarah. We start off with leisash tachaveh to tell us that all the ma'aseim that the goyim do has shaychas avodah zarah. Ki Hashem yedeh ha'machshavos b'nei adam, he knows the machshavos of people, v'yisoid kol davar. Therefore, we know that whatever the goyim are doing and why they do it has shaychas avodah zarah. V'im kein, it comes out, if kol ho'aseh ma'aseh goyim, whoever is doing like the goyim, harizet toyim may oven avodah zarah, ends up tasting from the oven avodah zarah. So therefore, he shouldn't do it. So we see from the Orach Chaim HaKadosh that it shaych these two pshatim. One pshat is that to be similar to the goyim, nothing to do with avodah zarah, is one type of iser. And the second type is that since we're afraid that lichtin, the actions of every goy or the things that the goyim do, has all shaychas to some type of avodah zarah, therefore Yid is being forewarned that he should not do it, he should not do like the goyim, because then he ends up doing it something that has shaychas to avodah zarah.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. to sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.